Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center's Board of Directors has again authorized the renewal of the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report Agreement with the University of Minnesota through 2027. First of all, what is the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report? How is it circulated and to whom? And what information is typically contained in the report?
The Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report has expanded coverage of swine diseases that are occurring globally, and the goal really is to be able to identify emerging disease threats. This is reported by University of Minnesota staff, Dr. Saul Perez and her team, on a monthly basis, and it provides information such as the location of a disease outbreak, the type of outbreak, what disease is being present, and other information such as the size or scope of an outbreak, the number of animals impacted, and what type. Was this a wild animal population or commercial population? So a lot of information is gathered to be able to identify and monitor potential emerging disease threats.
From where is information contained in the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report obtained, and how is it compiled?
The investigators really have engaged a network of global collaborators to seek information and context of the different disease reporting and additional information. Other sources, such as the World Animal Health Organization reports and specific country data, are also available and incorporated into this report, all again geared towards the identification of emerging disease events.
How is the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report used, by whom, and to what ends?
This is an important report because it is viewed both by U.S. and international stakeholders, which includes producers, veterinarians, research, state and federal animal health officials, producer or associations, and other organizations, because it provides a consolidated site for global information on disease outbreaks and also can help provide insight to why these outbreaks occur, other activities that occur in special reports such as vaccination of ASF, evaluation of foot and mouth disease, emergence of SAT1, and even for New World screwworm. So these reports provide a monthly near real-time information of global disease threats.
How has the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report evolved since its launch?
This project has evolved over time to not only track diseases that have occurred since that time, such as African swine fever and Japanese encephalitis virus, but looks at the different patterns and changes that are also occurring, as well as utilizing different methodologies to be able to garner and gather information, such as expansion of a diagnostic network and global collaborators to supply information, but also looking at the potential use of AI to gather initial information for assessment and evaluation to be added into the reports.
What has been the feedback from readers of the report, and what's been the significance of that response?
It has been a very useful tool, again, to keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on globally for animal disease threats and swine disease threats. It's one of the most accessed resources on the SHIC website because there is value to identify, again, what are emerging disease threats and help inform the U.S. and U.S. producers on what we can do to prepare and prevent any of these diseases from coming to the U.S.
Why is this type of monitoring so important?
It's important to be able to continue to assess the pathways of disease transmission globally, as well as risk factors for disease removal and transmission. For example, it's been important to monitor African swine fever in wild boar populations and what interventions have been in place to really reduce this risk of disease transmission. but it also helps to provide and inform prevention strategies for the United States.
How can anyone interested access the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report or get more information?
The information can be found in our June Swine Health Information Center newsletter.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
To be able to subscribe to the monthly newsletter, which includes the Global Disease Monitoring Report, you can do so at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.